Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I'll be talking about my ultimate guide for digital art and graphic design. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Okay, so let's begin. Today's episode is graphic design, digital art, pretty much everything like that. Just so you know, if you're just now starting your business, having to do graphic design, you know, art, graphics, whatever in your business is not necessary at all to, you know, run a successful business. You don't have to be a digital artist just to, you know, make products and sell them. It's really not necessary, but, you know, it's kind of like a little side thing that I do, and I do find it quite enjoyable. And I know some other people are wanting to get into graphic design. And I just thought I would give you guys some of my tips and tricks for that. You know, the things I use, my biggest tips, like I just said. And we're just going to kind of break that down in today's episode. I will be stammering a lot today. I feel like I've just been doing that all day long. So if you hear me stutter, that's probably why. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into it. Also, it's been a little while since I've recorded, but you know, welcome back. It's been like a solid month, but we're back. We're okay. So the first thing, for my graphic design, I use the app Procreate on my iPhone. You do not have to have an iPad / tablet to do digital design. Oh, that's a tongue twister. You don't have to have an iPad. It's not necessary. I use my iPhone 11. It works just fine. I know Procreate is only available for iOS users. There are other apps that I'm pretty sure are available for Androids. But I'm just not really familiar with those. I used to use a program called Ibis Paint X. Wasn't my favorite, but it still worked pretty well. I just like Procreate a lot better. Just a warning, Procreate is $5 for iPhone. I think it's $10 in the App Store for iPads. But it is totally worth it from my experience. It's so worth the money. The tools are really great that it provides. And overall, I would say make that purchase because it'll help you so much and it's just a great program. Like I said, that's like the only program I'm like super familiar with. I used to use Ibis Paint X. It just wasn't my favorite. I feel like it could have been better and I just overall didn't like it. I don't really know how to describe it, but yeah, so I use Procreate, $5 on my iPhone. I letter everything on my iPhone. I do pretty much my entire business for my iPhone, but you know, that's just how it works out. Okay, so I guess we can just jump into the Procreate thing. Just a warning, if you're not a Procreate user, a lot of these terms I might use will be very unfamiliar to you, but you know, it still may work for the program that you're using or are wanting to use, but that's what I'll be talking about. That's the viewpoint I'm talking about in this episode. So the first reason I feel like I got Procreate was mostly because of its lettering tools, you know. I love making lettering graphics where I, you know, write words. Lettering is writing words. It's in the name pretty much. I don't really know how to describe it. So whenever I use that term, it just means writing words. I know that's like, I should probably come up with better terminology, but a lot of these things I don't really know how to describe. So I will try my best to use the right words for them, but it probably won't work out. So, you know. If you don't understand, I'm sorry, it's my fault. Yeah, so I got Procreate mostly for the lettering. My biggest thing to talk about is lettering. That's what I mostly do for my quotes that I post on Instagram or, you know, stuff. But in the beginning, you know, whenever I first started lettering, I felt like I didn't really have my own lettering style. There were some people that had their own styles, and I saw that, you know, it was trendy, and people liked that kind of lettering, so I did kind of copy theirs, and that wasn't the best decision, because you should have your own style that you can, you know, play with, and, you know, make it your own, and be unique with, and I just really didn't do that whenever I began, and it wasn't the best decision, but, you know, it did help me grow as a digital artist, and, you know, just because something looks cool doesn't mean it's gonna be, you know, easier for you to do, or that people that like your audience is gonna like it. So establishing your own style, you know, which takes time. It takes time to just sit down on your tablet or phone or whatever you use. what was that? I don't know. Anyways, it just takes time. Sometimes you just have to sit down and letter for like a solid 30 minutes and just figure out which style is easier for you to do, which style you like more. If it takes more time, but you like it a lot, go for it, I'd say. I've definitely had a very changed style over the, I don't know, probably about a year. I guess I kind of started my business with graphic art. It wasn't the best. I feel like I started it probably a couple months in. Anyways, but I'd always just copied other people's styles, and it really wasn't me. And then I just, you know, started trying things out for myself and, you know, doing different flicks and different loops in my wording, lettering. Anyways, but, you know, it just takes time to establish a style. That's like the main thing I'll be talking about today, is how you have to take time to learn how you like to use the tools that you have and, you know, just what works best for you. So, yeah. I'm sorry. This is not good. I need a water. I don't have a water on me right now. Oh, dang. Anyways, but yeah, just take time to establish your own style. I feel like my style kind of went from like kind of a cursive to, you know, I've tried out different kinds of prints. And whenever I say calligraphy, it mostly means like cursive writing. And then print just means like writing where the words, the letters aren't connected, like print, like normal writing. But I feel like I've kind of switched, definitely. Like I try and like do different stuff every graphic, and I feel like I used to do a whole lot, like in the beginning, I did mostly cursive, and I look back on some of my old posts earlier today, and I didn't like it, because I just remembered how I tried so hard to replicate this trendy kind of lettering style that everyone liked back then, like December to January of 2020, 2021, and it just wasn't me, and I didn't really, you know, enjoy it, but I felt like this is what I had to do to, you know, appeal to people. And it was not true, because I've kind of established a style where I feel like it's a little bit more bubbly, a little bit more whimsical, and a little bit more fun. You know, whimsical isn't a bad thing when owning a business. Whimsical can be appealing to people. And who doesn't love a fun little, you know, moment? I don't know what, like, anyways. Yeah, but the most important thing to me was, you know, just like figuring out my different kinds of lettering. And I mostly try, like I said, to stick to one that's kind of bubbly, kind of like blockish lately. I don't know how to describe it, but that's just how it is. And I, another big thing that I love about Procreate is that whenever I make these graphics for my Instagram, it's so easy to incorporate my branding colors into my graphics. That way it'll match my feed, because they have like a wide like selection of colors. Like you can literally pick any color available. It has the entire color wheel, you know, red to purple, and then there's like so many different shades of purple and greens. You know, I'm just, you know, talking about this from my standpoint, but I love how with digital art there's just so many different colors you can choose, and you can get the exact one that you want. Like you can get the exact darkness and lightness and like hue and saturation of like the certain color that you want. So that's one good thing I love about digital art, like I said, is like the color variety. Okay, sorry, I had a little break there. Anyways, yeah, but there's just like such a wide variety of colors, so you can literally get anything. Next, what I was talking about was brushes. That's what I was going to talk about. It really goes with like everything you do in Procreate, is choosing the right brush that you want. Procreate already has lots of brushes available for you. I use mostly the ones in the calligraphy category. There's lots of textures, which I think are really cool, that I use for backgrounds. There's like charcoals, elements. There's all different kinds of categories which have so many different brushes, and they can all just like, they all just look really cool. I feel like I haven't used a majority of them, but I mostly stick to like monoline in the calligraphy section. It works great for doodling, for lettering. It's just kind of like a basic straight edged brush, I feel like. There's also other brushes that I used to use a lot, which is brush pen in the calligraphy section. I used to use that all the time. Everything I would do would be that. And I, like, every time I go into Procreate, I have to stop myself from using that, because I feel like I did it all the time. And it's okay to use a variety of brushes. They just add, you know, more variety and texture to your work. And that's, like, the thing about Procreate, is that they offer so many different things. They have like a bunch of sketching brushes, which I don't really use. I don't really do a lot of like sketches. I don't really like draw things that take a lot of sketching, I feel like, or at least I don't use it that way. But those are really cool. Like, I haven't really explored a whole lot of these now that I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of looking at it on my phone as I'm recording this. Anyways, but I mostly use the calligraphy section, you know, for calligraphy, because I feel like most of my digital art is lettering. That's just what I do, unless I'm designing stickers. Another thing, I like to use the painting category, usually, for my eraser, just because it's big brushes and I can erase things in, like, a timely fashion. Like, it'll just erase stuff, really, like a lot of stuff at once. Another category I haven't really ever used is the artistic category. I'm looking at it now, and it's just kind of like a lot of textures, and I should probably use some of those in the future, but I just haven't really explored that. As for airbrushing, like I said, my lettering style, especially with illustrations of people, oh my gosh, don't let me, I need to have like a whole category. Actually, transition. We're talking about illustrating now. So I've most recently started to get into like really detailed illustrations of like pictures and stuff, which is, you know, I used to do custom illustrations of people, which would be, you know, I'd color block. So it'd be like an outline of that person's face, and I fill it in with the skin color, and then like an outline of their shirt, and I fill that in. But I've gotten to where it's a little bit more detailed, and I do like shadows and highlights and, you know, details on their shirts or whatever. And I've fallen in love with illustrating a lot more recently. I feel like it's a lot more fun to, it's just, I feel like illustrating is different than lettering, just because I used to do a lot of that, and it definitely just feels different to me. And it's just to where I don't have to worry about the words, and I can just have fun with the shadows and the details of the person, especially hair. Hair has been a new fun thing for me, like details in the hair, like the different colors of it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, but like I was saying, my style is very color block, so it's not blended at all. I just use, you know, slightly lighter or slightly darker shades of that color to kind of create a shadow effect, which I think is like really, really cool how you can do that with just, you know, a shade of a color, and you don't have to blend it. I used to do a lot of blended stuff, but I find that, you know, recently unblended things just seem so much more appealing to me, and I just like to do it a lot more. So yeah, my style for illustrating, you know, it's definitely changed. I used to do a lot of blended stuff. I just haven't really found any interest in blending. I feel like sometimes it makes things look kind of unrealistic, and it just makes things look kind of weird. But no hate to anyone who does blended styles. Blended styles can be really cool. It's just not for me. But anyways, I've been liking a really color block style if you're more interested in illustrating people or objects. You know, just where I do, you know, a block of that shade. And anyways, that's what I call it. I feel like that's a term that people use for my kind of style. You know, other people do styles similar to mine. I feel like it's all kind of categorized under color block. But yeah, illustrating, ugh. I've been in love with it recently. I did like a Harry Styles Love on Tour illustration. Probably my favorite I've ever made. It probably took the most time. I've only done a few, actually. I've only done like 3 or 4 as of now. But, you know, just those 3 or 4 I've done, I've taken like 3 to 4 hours each, which is, I don't even want to get started, but like the time it takes to do certain stuff can be a while. But anyways, I've fallen in love with illustrating recently, and I'm definitely going to try and make more of those to post. Also, quick promo, I do detailed illustration, portrait, detailed digital portraits on my shop now, which are like that illustration I was just talking about, like the Harry, or I have another one on my Instagram page, but I do sell those now, so make sure to go check them out. Link in bio should be to my Etsy shop. Anyways, but yeah, that's about it for illustrating. I can go more into detail with that probably later. But back to the Procreate categories, I was talking about brushes. I'm on the airbrushing category. I don't really use airbrushing a whole lot unless I need to like erase something and I want it to be like really not noticeable. I do like an airbrush eraser brush. Just haven't really used hardly any of those. I know they can be really helpful for like, you know, kind of like a blended, more like realistic portrait, like super realistic, super fine detailed. Airbrushes are really good for that. But I don't really use those a whole lot. And whenever I do, I usually use the soft blend brush just because it's a pretty basic airbrush, I feel like. Next category, textures. I love to play with textures, especially for backgrounds. Most of the times in my Instagram posts, you'll see I do like little squiggles on the corners. That's just like my thing now. It's a bit overpowering sometimes. But anyways, I do love textures. I feel like they're cool. I haven't used some of the older ones like cubes and Victorian. I use Cura Wong. I actually use that brush in my logo with little side swoopies. I don't know what to call them. But I do love textures. I, you know, try and alternate them, but definitely probably one of my more used categories. Next is abstract category. I don't really use any from this category. I feel like the things on there are more like sci-fi realistic. And I don't really do that. I haven't really used any abstract thing at all, now that I think about it. Next category is charcoals. I haven't really used charcoals that much, but I have started to use them recently. It just kind of like how I would use a texture brush. And they're actually really cool. I really do like the look of them and how they're like blotchy and they do look like actual charcoals. So yeah, I have kind of started exploring those. Next is elements. I haven't used elements, I don't think, hardly at all. Just like a personal thing, I guess, personal preference. I don't really have anything to say about them. I just don't know about elements. That's just not my thing. Next is spray paints. Like I said, haven't really messed with spray paints at all. Just because I don't really, they kind of look like more of like a texture brushes to me and kind of like blended brushes or airbrushing, excuse me. But I haven't really messed with those. Next is touch-ups. I used to use some of these touch-ups. So there's like skin and stuff in my portraits, or like flowing hair brush was good for, you know, drawing hair. I mostly just use individual brush strokes. But I used to use some of the touch-ups, but I don't really anymore because I don't really do a whole lot of super realistic facial features or anything that kind of requires what I would think this would be used for. Next category is called vintage. I haven't ever really used any of these. I'm just not a huge vintage person. I don't really like a lot of the patterns from then. That's just because that's just who I am. But not really a huge vintage user. Luminance, that category, it's okay. I've used some for like the glimmer aspects. I feel like the glimmer looks like really pretty glitter. I've used it on like lip gloss shine in some portraits. I've kind of used it kind of like as like lip shine or like highlight, but I haven't really used it all that much. I've tried to make a few graphics with a light pen, which is kind of like a neon sign looking brush. I haven't really liked it all that much, but I might try and, you know, try more in the future. Next category of brushes is called industrial. Haven't really used those. Don't really have anything to say. Kind of looks like rough to me, not really my style. So I haven't really messed with those. Next, organic. I haven't messed with those at all. I'm lame. I know. I need variety. Just not my thing. I don't really have that much else to say on them. Next is water. I don't really I don't really have anything with water that I need water textures for. I haven't really done anything like that. Anyways, but that's all the brushes that Procreate gives you whenever you download the app. And, you know, that's just a few of my opinions on them. And, you know, the categories. I mostly use calligraphy category. That's, like, the only thing I really do. That's Procreate gives you. One of the things I do love about Procreate is that you can make your own brushes, which I don't really know how to or have the ability to, since I'm on the iPhone version, but I do like to buy brushes from other people. I have 4 brushes from Goodness Grace Design. I bought the Ella brush, and then I got the Phoebe, Sadie, and Marin brush, which are all 3 freebies on her website. I love the Ella brush. It works a lot like monoline for me. It's great for just drawing, and it's a really nice, smooth, streamlined line. I also like Phoebe. It's kind of like blotchy and it's really good. I do use it for a lot of my calligraphy posts. Sadie, it's very thick, kind of honeycomb-like texture brush. I do use it for a few textures. I've used it in a lettering quilt before, just because it's kind of cool, I think. And then Marin, it's a lot like brush pen from the calligraphy section, but it kind of has like a rougher edge on it. Anyway, so I have gotten those brushes from Goodness Grace Design. She has tons of others on her Etsy site and website, I believe. But she's great for Procreate brushes. They're super easy to import, and she's just, you know, really great with those. I really love them. I've also bought a pack of brushes from Kath Conifolio. I think that's how you say her name, but she's on Instagram. She's a really well-known digital artist, and I bought her calligraphy brush pack recently. Haven't really used a whole lot of those. I would really like to get into them, but I think it's because I'm on an iPhone version. They just don't work that well because I don't have, like, sensitive touch where I can do a lot of script looking. I got another calligraphy set from a place online that was free. Really not my favorites. The brushes look kind of weird to me. I don't really know where it was from, but, you know, I was just messing around. Yeah, so that's all the brushes I have. Brushes, I love brushes so much. They just, like, provide a variety of, like, lettering or doodling styles. And, you know, just a great way to mix things up. I can rant about brushes all day long, especially in Procreate. But, yeah. So I think that's about it that I have for this design guide. It wasn't really much of a guide, but like the main point I want to get across to you guys is to take time to just doodle or draw or, you know, have fun with it and establish your own style that you love and that you like to see on your Instagram or wherever you use your digital art. And, you know, if you're just starting out with digital art, that's okay. If you don't think you're like, oh, this isn't very good, I don't like it, it'll get better. I promise you it will. It can be frustrating, extremely frustrating. I know I've trashed at least 50 artworks that could have been possible, you know, artworks that I posted or whatever. But it just takes a lot of time. I keep on saying that. I know it's annoying. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say at this point, I guess. It's more of like a personal journey and how you figure out like your own style and, you know, what you like to do. You know, if you like to do a lot of doodles, or like a lot more lettering. It's just whatever you like. Don't feel pressured to have to do a lot of lettering graphics. Do illustrations of people. Do illustrations of your dog. Do illustrations of an object. You know, the possibilities are endless with digital art. That's the beauty of it. My favorite thing about digital art, you have no limits. You can literally make anything on your phone or tablet or whatever you use. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I've been kind of wanting to make this for a while, and if you guys have any questions, you DM me at smallhugswiththepodcast with a period in between each word on Instagram, or you can send me a voice message on the Anchor app. I've had one recently. It was great. Make sure to send more of those if you're listening to this. Also, I think I can put a little like Q&A thing on this episode if you're listening on Spotify. I think that's like a new thing. So anyways, be on the lookout for that. Anyways, yeah, so go follow the Instagram I listed earlier. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and make sure to listen to all my other ones if you want. If you don't, that's okay. Make sure to follow me on like everything, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to or listen through. And I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you guys learned something from this episode, and I will try and get more back on track with, you know, regular uploading. It's been kind of tough recently, but, you know, we're back at it. Yeah, so that's about it. I hope you guys have a great day, like I said, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye!